With the many conveniences that modern life gives us, we also have many modern ailments. How many people do we know suffer from depression, lack of self-worth, lack of purpose, or general unease? How many people do we hear say, "What's life all about? What is the point?" We look for answers in activities, gym classes, sports, dancing, traveling, pottery or painting. We may feel happy doing these things, but this happiness is only temporary. They are simply distractions from the way we really feel. As the years pass and we get older, we can't do these activities anymore, and we are back to the same questions we started out with. All these activities are merely distractions from our true selves. To find our true selves, we can look for guidance from those who can teach us how to find true peace within ourselves. Kachara House is a registered Dharma center in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. This haven was established in the year 2000 by His Eminence Chemtulku Rinpoche of Gandenshatse Monastery. The original Ganden Monastery was established high up within the Himalayan ranges of Tibet. Tibet's greatest treasure is its pure Buddhist teachings, which are advanced and complete through study, learning, meditation, and focus on the development of compassion. Ganden was a monastic university founded in the 1400s by the great scholar and saint Lama Tsongkhapa, whose coming was foretold by Lord Buddha himself. Being a university, it focuses on the formal structure of study and learning and issues degrees equivalent to a doctorate in philosophy, which is recognized by many other countries. Lama Tsongkhapa, also known as Lobsang Drogpa, is one of the most revered Buddhist saints. During a period of degeneration, he sought to revive the original teachings of Lord Buddha and consolidated the major schools of Buddhism present in Tibet at the time, namely Nyingma, Kagyu and Shakya, and it is also deeply entrenched in the Kadampa tradition. In doing so, he founded the Gelugpa tradition. Gelug means the virtuous ones. Gelugpa is also known as the yellow hat tradition, where yellow symbolizes growth and the increase of Dharma. His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama, is also a practitioner of the Gelugpa tradition. And in fact, the first Dalai Lama, Gyalwa Gandundrup, was a direct disciple of Lama Tsongkhapa. Lama Tsongkhapa was recognized as the highest scholar in Tibet and achieved the third stage of bodhisattvahood, when one can directly perceive Buddhas. He achieved this after performing 3.5 million prostrations and over 1 million mandala offerings during a 6-year retreat in this cave. When he finished this retreat, Lama Tsongkhapa had direct visions of Lord Manjushri, the Buddha of wisdom. However, in his absolute humility, he refused to recognize that it was Manjushri. He only believed it was Manjushri when his guru, the Nyingma Lama Umapa, confirmed that it was really Manjushri. This complete belief and trust in his guru is also exemplary of Lama Tsongkhapa's guru devotion and a sign of his high attainments. The Gelugpa tradition has become increasingly popular over the years as it is democratic and fair, with a focus on education and knowledge rather than power. In fact, it is an infraction of monastic rules to display magical powers. Lama Tsongkhapa wanted people to focus on the teachings of Buddha rather than get distracted by the side effects of high attainments, which are the result of dedicated spiritual practice. Lama Tsongkhapa was a great teacher and traveled far and wide. He was also requested to be an imperial tutor to the Chinese emperor at that time. Beautiful statues of Lama Tsongkhapa can be seen all over China. Today, if you have the chance to visit the Yonghe Gong Temple in Beijing, you can see the stunning statue of Lama Tsongkhapa, which was built by the great Chinese emperor Qianlong, who had invited the great Gelugpa teacher Changkhye Rolpa Dorje from Tibet and appointed him as royal tutor. In 1959, Ganden Monastery relocated to Mungod in India, which is around 8 hours' drive away from Bangalore. It is relatively less well known than some of the other great Buddhist monasteries in the Tibetan tradition. Ganden is a monastic university which focuses on scholastic study, memorization of texts, and debates. However, as more and more people learn about Ganden, the High Lamas from Ganden are increasingly requested by interested individuals all over the world to share their knowledge and wisdom. His Eminence Chemtulku Rinpoche is a recognized High Lama from the sacred tradition of Ganden. When he was just 7 months old, monks searching for a special child had arrived to request permission from his mother to take the small baby to their monastery. His mother had then said that if the child was really a special child, a golden boy, he would somehow have the same inclinations and would go to his chosen path. So she rejected the monk's offer and sent them away. He emigrated to America when he was 7, but had always felt a natural inclination for Dharma. He would often visit temples on his own and draw and paint Buddha images to give away to friends. When he was 17 years old, he had the good karma to meet His Holiness, Kyabje Zong Rinpoche, who made a divination that he would be successful if he remained in America, but that it would be exceptionally beneficial if he became a monk. The young man agreed and left for India, where he was ordained by His Holiness the Dalai Lama. He then went to Ganden and stayed in Zong Ladrang, the household of His Holiness Zong Rinpoche. Chemtulku Rinpoche was then formally recognized as the reincarnation of the tantric abbot, Khensur Gendun Nyedrak. Khensur Gendun Nyedrak was the 60th abbot of Ganden Shatse in the time of His Holiness the 13th Dalai Lama. One of Chem Rinpoche's previous incarnations also has the distinction of having been one of the few abbots who was in charge of all three great monasteries, Ganden, Drepung, and Sera. As the spiritual advisor of Kachara, His Eminence Chemtulku Rinpoche brings the time-tested ancient wisdom of Lord Buddha into the 21st century with warmth, care, and humor. His unique blend of East and West allows him to make Dharma teachings easily understandable, especially with his fluency in English. His style particularly appeals to modern and busy individuals, both young and old, who are looking to find themselves and become better people in order to help others. Kachara members and friends have all directly and indirectly benefited from the wisdom shared by His Eminence Chemtulku Rinpoche. One of the ways Kachara members express gratitude for these priceless teachings is to support the monastery which continues to preserve Buddha's teachings, Ganden. Ganden Monastery is one of the greatest monastic universities in the world. It is now home to over 3,000 monks and provides all the basic necessities for them. While the monks sustain themselves by tilling the land and preparing their own food, Ganden is mostly supported by donations and sponsorship. Kachara has been contributing to the support of Ganden over the years by making various kinds of offerings to the Holy Sangha. There are many benefits to making offerings. The more worthy the recipients, the higher the benefits for the donor. The Holy Sangha are considered the most worthy recipients as they are one of the three jewels of Buddhism, the other two being the Buddha and the Dharma. In Ganden especially, future teachers of the Dharma are groomed and schooled by the High Lamas, following an unbroken lineage right back to Lord Buddha. It is this formal education and creation of new teachers that is so essential to the growth of Dharma and makes the support of Ganden so urgent and necessary.